Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness.
This late great Dan Fogelberg brings us back. A song is called Nexus from the Gifts of Age album. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Grant LaBeouf. Myths of Marketing, Digital Selling. Those are his two books, two of the ones that I know of. Grant, thanks again for being here. We need your website, please.
Yeah, it's Sticky Marketing, www.stickymarketingalloneword.com.
And that voice and that accent is not for nothing. He's joining us from London. By the way, Grant, when I say to my English friends about their accent, they tell me that I've got the accent. I'm the guy with the accent, not them. So anyway, hey, Grant, we're talking about folks' privacy. We're talking about consumers. Online customers being able to push back on the digital tracking. This is an advantage that big tech, big companies have had over small businesses. They've been able to use artificial intelligence and all kinds of technical methods, digital methods of tracking of customers. And taking advantage of that and being having an advantage over small businesses. So what I'm asking you, Grant, is if more people are able to avoid being tracked, that's going to level the playing field a little bit for small businesses, right? We need to get ready for that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's true. And you know what's interesting to me, Jim, is this. Is that why are the big tech companies doing it? Because ultimately what they want to do, I mean, obviously they want to make money, but they want to be as relevant to their customers as they can be. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, if you're a giant corporation using tech, your customers are all over the country, maybe all over the world. And it's very, very difficult to be highly, highly relevant. And this is where small business has a huge advantage, which I don't think they leverage enough, because small businesses are the hearts of communities. They understand the heartbeat of their communities. They understand what's going on. They read the local newspapers. They know what the local stories are. They know what the feelings of the general public in their area are. And those are the things they should be utilizing to be more relevant, to be more interesting, to be more, to be more relevant to their customers, to talk the talk, walk the walk, and use the language that those customers are using. So they can be using digital to build, to understand more about their customers and look at that. Got huge advantages, which I think they don't exploit enough, in my experience, and can be to make themselves relevant and to make the local population want to engage with them and want to use them.
So, let's see if we can help everyone understand how this would work. So, if more people are opting out, if more people are pushing back, if more people are using VPN networks, and if everyone basically did that, then the big companies would have less access to you and what you do. They'd be less likely to bombard you. Would it not become less noisy, less cluttered out there? You would have to work a little harder to acquire something, and therefore you might stumble across a savvy small business owner who was throwing their special sauce out there and why you should be doing business with them. They would be able to break through the noise better. Is that the story?
Yeah, I think so, and I agree with you, and I think we can build on that, because I think what happens is at the moment these tech companies are using the data that they're tracking to try and put offers in front of people that seem relevant, that seem right for them. And this is where local businesses already have that knowledge. They understand the beating drum of their community. They right. understand what makes that community tick. They understand what their customers like. And so they can be putting out relevant messages without exploiting people and without using the data. So as that data, as people opt out and as you can't collect as much, it's the small businesses, it's the local businesses that can be more relevant and more interesting to their local clientele
right.
and therefore do better. And that's the advantage.
That's what's happening. Customers are not mad at you. I remind small business owners, if a customer doesn't do business with you, they're not mad at you. It's just that somebody got in front of you, right? The big guys got in front of you. And if they're less able to get in front of you, you've got an opportunity to be a little more visible. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. You've got an opportunity to get in front of them, but also entice them, because you've got the local visual, the local pictures that you can use.
Right.
You're around the corner. You understand what's going on. So you've just got an opportunity to really, resonate with that group of customers.
But, and Grant, as you've taught us, I'll give you the last word here. Small businesses don't have to win the digital race, but we do have to run in the race, don't we? We have to be there. We have to show up.
You've got to have a presence online. You've got to be using technology, not exploiting people, but using that technology to your advantage, having automated emails where you can send offers, being able to track what your customers like and don't like from previous.
Yep.
You've got to use this digital technology, for sure. Use social media, use the web, but do it in an honorable way.
And don't be creepy.
Exactly right. Avoid the creepy line, as I've got something on my website. So avoid that. Yeah, 100%.
I need your website, Grant.
Yes, www.stickymarketing.com, and there's loads of video and resources that people can use on that.
Lots of good stuff. There's books too, Myths of Marketing, also Digital Selling. Hey, Grant, will you come back?
I'd love to. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good to have you on the show. Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from London, England. He works in America a lot, by the way. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.